Now remember, this is one where we're building from the feet up. So the feet is causing the initial tension. We're making it go through the center section that we're focusing on here and here, and then we're adding the other component. We're building it up to the hand to increase that whole body stretch so that we're getting something great here and something great here. And wherever you're at, that's where the progress is. Your progress is not with somebody else's routine. Your progress is with your routine. So if you start where you're at, and over time, go to the next level, you're doing everything you can be doing for your health. You're not missing out on one thing at all by not doing it the way somebody else is doing it. For these couple stretches, you could start with this one. You could start with your leg low and lean into it. Out to the side and lean into it, which we're still leaning straight, or you can lean to the side. Up, you can lean straight or into the side. You can add the arm. Now remember, this is one where we're building from the feet up. So the feet is causing the initial tension. We're making it go through the center section that we're focusing on here and here, and then we're adding the other component. We're building it up to the hand to increase that whole body stretch so that we're getting something great here and something great here. Start again. If you're here, you can go here. That's all it takes. You could put your foot on the first step of your stairway. You could put your step on the first step of your porch. Or you can make a little footstool. If you have a little footstool, it could be there, but make sure, you know, it's stable and you're holding on to something. Then your next thing may be your second step. Then your third thing, maybe your third step or your fourth step. So remember, we'll go forward, check the forward stretch out first, then check the side stretch, and then add the upper body component. And then we could do the same across our body. We could almost call this one a clock. Straight down and then up. Beautiful. Straight down. Once again, first step, second step, and up. And third step. Obviously, the more you go up, the deeper you get into the hip flexors. Posterior. Just a little bit. And wherever you're at, that's where the progress is. Your progress is not with somebody else's routine. Your progress is with your routine. So if you start where you're at, and over time, go to the next level, you're doing everything you can be doing for your health. You're not missing out on one thing at all by not doing it the way somebody else is doing it. And I appreciate the opportunity to make these videos, not just that you guys may have something that helps you get a breakthrough, that gives you the health you want for the life that you're excited to live and enjoy, but also when I take the time out here, I'm learning new things for myself. Some of these things on these videos I've never done before, but just taking the time to be here and make them and think about how the body works and think about how to make it work better leads to new exercises and new ways to remove blockages in my health. Maybe a tight muscle somewhere or an old injury somewhere or something that's going to help a joint move a little better or a muscle become more flexible or help my body be more functional to do all the activities I love to do. And sometimes that wouldn't have been possible if I didn't find that next stretch or be encouraged to get out here and make that next video or be encouraged to go and do that workout. And every time I show up, I'm always surprised either by something new that shows up or an area that I find that I can help. A little too much talking. So that was awesome. Okay, and then the other one is we'll do some stretches for this inside area here. So when I'm pushing this way, I'm really putting the tension here. But this is what I'm really stretching down through here too. Stretch there, really get the front and really get the hips. Level two, get in a little deeper. And if I'm up here and I want to get a little extra stretch, I drop that knee down and that really adds the tension to there if you need it. Right? Remember, where you're at is the best place to be. Always remember to stick around. You never know if I'll remember another exercise or stretch, or a new one will be created. And then drop that down, like just that subtle difference in dropping that knee down for somebody who needs that. That's going to bring them the tension that they're looking for. But if you already have the tension, light tension, that's already the goal. You don't need that other stuff. You just need the light stretching, the relaxing, the taking the breath, and taking the space, if it gives it to you, to just take where you're at just one step further. Or put in the work so that where you're at can go one step further. It's probably a better way of saying it. Very good. So make sure when you do those stretches, you're starting where you're at, putting light tension, breathing, relaxing, taking space if your body gives it to you, and having some consistency so that muscle can restore health and flexibility and start to feel better. If for any reason there's still something in the way from you getting to where you want to go, it could be a joint, it could be an imbalance, it could be something maybe you haven't seen that maybe I have seen before, because we've helped thousands of people with different problems. So in that experience, I may be able to find that one stretch or that one adjustment or that one thing that you're missing and help you put it all together so that everything you're doing can go further and you can have the health you want to live the life you deserve. And I appreciate the opportunity to make these videos, not just that you guys may have something that helps you get a breakthrough that gives you the health you want for the life that you're excited to live and enjoy, but also when I take the time out here, I'm learning new things for myself. Some of these things on these videos I've never done before, but just taking the time to be here and make them and think about how the body works and think about how to make it work better leads to new exercises and new ways to remove blockages in my health. Maybe a tight muscle somewhere or an old injury somewhere, or something that's going to help a joint move a little better, or a muscle become more flexible, or help my body be more functional to do all the activities I love to do. And sometimes that wouldn't have been possible if I didn't find that next stretch, right? Remember, where you're at is the best place to be. Always remember to stick around. You never know if I'll remember another exercise or stretch, or a new one will be created. And then drop that down, like just that subtle difference of dropping that knee down for somebody who needs that. That's going to bring them the tension that they're looking for. But if you already have the tension, light tension, that's already the goal. You don't need that other stuff. You just need the light stretching, the relaxing, the taking the breath, and taking the space if it gives it to you, to just take where you're at just one step further. Or put in the work so that where you're at can go one step further.